Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about fresh versus frozen versus canned fruits and vegetables. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Zijun Liu, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. Zijun, what food and nutrition information will you share with me today?
Today, I will talk about some forms of fruits and vegetables. I believe when we do grocery shopping for fruits and vegetables, some of you must struggle that which form of fruits and vegetables are good to be purchased, fresh, canned, or frozen.
Exactly, yes. My family usually buys frozen vegetables, and sometimes I worry that frozen vegetables are not nutritious enough.
Yes, you are not the only one who worry about it. Today, I will talk a little bit about these three forms, fresh, canned, and frozen fruits and vegetables. Actually, each one of these forms has advantages and disadvantages. As you know, fresh vegetables are the most common in our life. They are easily accessible. You can buy it in grocery store, farmers markets, and you can even grow your own. Plus, they have better taste and texture. Because they are fresh and less processed, the nutrients must be maintained high and more bioavailable in most foods. However, the nutrients might be lost during transportation and the shelf life is short. When fresh fruits are not eaten in time, they will lose nutrients, and the nutrients bioavailability will be reduced during storage. Some vegetables are not easy to be stored and need extra care, such as leafy greens.
Zijun, can you explain a little bit about bioavailability? What does this indicate here?
Bioavailability here indicates the amount of a substance or nutrient that becomes available of or functional to our body when introduced through ingestion and absorption. When a nutrient is highly bioavailable, it can be digested and absorbed a high percentage of the time. When a nutrient is poorly bioavailable, its digestion, absorption, or both can be much more difficult. So you always want to eat nutrients which is highly bioavailable.
So we should be careful when we purchase and store fresh fruits and vegetables to maximize the nutrient amount in their bioavailability.
Exactly. Canned and frozen foods are more easier to be stored and have longer shelf life. They are relatively more convenient for cooking. Some people might doubt the nutrients levels in canned and frozen forms. Based on some studies, some of the frozen foods even have higher vitamins because they were picked at the perfect time and frozen right after blanching or pre-washed so that to lock the nutrients. Similarly, some canned vegetables have longer shelf life and high nutrients as well. Fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A and vitamin E are even better preserved after heating process in canned fruits. However, the heating process in food canning may result in nutrients loss. As well as canned vegetables, frozen vegetables are processed with blanching so that to preserve color of vegetables and kill harmful bacteria, but also denatures water-soluble vitamins. The most common lost nutrients are vitamin B complex and vitamin C. Moreover, lots of canned vegetables and fruits are preserved in high syrup, salt, or other additives, so we should be cautious and read ingredients labels carefully before purchasing.
So no need to be over-worried when your family purchases canned or frozen fruits and vegetables. Can you give us a few examples of which fruits or vegetables should be purchased and which forms?
If you are available to purchase fresh fruits and eat them in time, go fresh. If you want more convenient ways or want to eat some non-seasonal foods and add some varieties in your diet, canned and frozen are not a bad option. For example, tomato is not bad to be purchased as canned, like tomato, these yellow or red fruits and vegetables. After heating process in canned foods, they can better release carotenoid, which is the precursor of vitamin A. If you like peas, frozen peas is a good option. Peas are picked and frozen at the peak of ripeness, so this process helps maintain the sweet taste in peas. Other frozen foods like green beans, blueberries, and corns are also nutritious, but some vegetables usually taste not good as what you want after processing, so it's better to eat fresh like fresh broccoli.
Today we've been speaking with Zijun Liu, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.